My name is Norma Edwards Coots, and I'm going to read to you about springtime in Texas. Nightly rituals are postponed while the hailstorm travels through Texas. Tornadoes dance from the hill country to Houston, scraping foundations clean, upending double wides in their path. Cows in the pasture are spun into nudity, hair sucked from their hides. Mom and the kids cower in the bathtub, cushioned by a mattress, while Dad crouches behind the door, bracing it against the shrieking wind. Icy baseballs batter the windows, spraying glass splinters inward. Tree limbs launched like javelins pierce walls, impaling those hiding inside. Lightning bolts electrocute transformers, spilling blue electric power to the ground. Raindrops rise, drawn upward into the funnel. The wind swirls like a dervish. 18-wheelers are tossed like Tonka toys. The vortex vacuums people from freeway underpasses and vomits them half a mile away. The vicious wind shreds the blooms from redbud trees, and dogwood trees blizzard their blossoms into a floral snowdrift. Once the monster has destroyed the landscape, it retreats, and stunned people creep out of their hidey holes. Tomorrow, we'll recover and identify the victims, retrieve cars from high water crossings. Tomorrow, we'll clean up the debris and begin to relinquish the terror of memories. The roaring winds and damaging hail, the rushing runoff of pounding rain, the flooded streets and muddy fields and flattened houses. Next month, we'll plant new seeds. Millions of violet bluebonnets will carpet the hill country meadows, and Indian paintbrush will decorate the highways. Electric power will be restored, and things will go back to normal. But we'll always remember the missing, the barns that will have to be rebuilt, the fields that will have to be replanted, the cars that will have to be replaced, the people who never can be.